This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Destruction. Don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright.
Oh yeah, a little bit of Revolution there. That's an appropriate song. Thank you, Ed. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us on this election eve, is it not? Monday, November the 2nd. Wow. Can you believe it? We're finally here. I think the Donald is all over the place again today. We are going to be talking, by the way, later in the show with Dr. Jo Jorgensen. She is the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. And we're going to talk with Jo, find out her position on major topics and whether or not she thinks she's going to make any kind of a major dent in the election, in the race. Of course, she wants to win, but does she have any chance at all? We're going to talk with her about it. And Donald Trump barnstorming four states today in his final push. You know, if he does not win, you cannot say that he did not go down swinging, can you? But all the polls, they say he's going to lose tomorrow. Is it unbridled Trump enthusiasm versus the reality that most people are voting for Biden? Is that really what's going on right now? Or are all the polls really wrong again? We're going to talk with our eye in the northern sky about all this in just a few minutes, Angelo Ceresi. And if Biden prevails tomorrow, what states would end up with the highest tax rates under his plan? We're going to tell you five of them, okay? So stay tuned for that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, we got a good one. The top 10 greatest rock vocalists of all time. Let's see if Ed has any idea. He claims that he knows things about rock. We'll find out. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. You man for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. I'm telling you where it is. Located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That is just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. But you got to call to get your appointment. It's 727-733-3773. And by the way, don't forget, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., Good Morning Clearwater, here on the Tan Talk Radio Network, Paul and Tracy Allen, starting off your day with all the latest in news and entertainment and local sports, all the good things. They also, by the way, they create great posters and flyers and banners. I got one hanging behind me right here. I'm so proud of it. So let them know if you're interested. That's Paul and Tracy Allen. Good Morning Clearwater. Well, what do you think? What do you think? I've gone back and forth in my mind about who's going to win. I mean, I watch a Trump rally and I go, look at all those people. But then I turn the Trump rally off, and I think for a little bit, and I look at the polls. And every poll has him down, every one. There's not one. Maybe there's one somewhere that has him winning the re-election. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I go back and forth on it. Certainly the enthusiasm is with Donald Trump. That's obvious. But can that overcome the reality of what the polls are telling us? That most people who don't go out and, you know, drive down the street with banners You got to remember, the people that you see behind Donald Trump and surrounding him, goodly numbers that they are, they're the kind that drive down the street and they have the banners and they have their red caps. Very enthusiastic. I'm always excited for them. But then there's everybody else that they're driving by, right? So you got to kind of temper whatever you're seeing, all the enthusiasm. And Donald Trump knows how to work a crowd with what every poll is saying. These are the so-called experts. They know all these things. They spend their lives and their careers and their reputations coming up with these numbers. And quite frankly, the numbers are still on Biden's side, no matter how enthusiastic some of us might be about Donald Trump winning re-election. Now, they are tightening. They are tightening. As an example, Iowa right now looks like it is back. I say back because typically Iowa is a Republican state. But they actually had Biden leading there. But now, just days before the election, both Trump and the Republican senator there, Joni Ernst, have pulled ahead. They've pulled ahead. Trump now leads Biden there by 7 points, 48-41. Now, that's according to the local Des Moines Register poll. That's the newspaper, the big newspaper there. But usually, you know, the locals know a little bit more about what's going on, don't they? So that's good news. But then you've got Pennsylvania. And a poll released today says Biden's lead is about 7 points. Monmouth University poll gives Biden a 7-point lead, 51-44. Now, that's in a high turnout model. They also have what they call a low turnout model. And in that one, Biden leads by 5 points. So if Pennsylvania is the key state and the polls are still showing Biden leading, whether it's 7 or 5 points, are people going to change their minds that much between now and tomorrow? So either the polls are wrong or Trump's going to lose Pennsylvania. We don't know. You can't tell by the crowds. You just can't. No matter what you think, you can't tell by the crowds. You got to be careful about the crowds. Because for every person you see with a red hat waving and their sign and everything, there's 100 people sitting home that are shaking their heads. So, you know, you never know with all of these things. This poll, this is the NBC News poll. Trump trails by 10 points nationally as of today, apparently. Now, you can say, well, NBC's by, well, the Fox News polls are going to be similar. So if they're wrong, and many of us hope they are wrong, do you know how many poll working employees that work for these polling companies are going to lose their jobs? Because nobody's going to buy it anymore, you know, that they're not actually sampling correctly, or they're missing the so-called enthusiasm gap, right? Or people are telling them something that's not true on the phone. I just wonder how many people would really, Ed, if somebody called you, and you were sitting at home, and they asked you, we'd like to ask you some questions about your preferences for president. Would you be honest?
I would just say it's none of your business and hang up.
Okay. So you wouldn't even talk with them?
No, and you got to remember, 4 years ago, that was supposed to be Hillary's state. She was well confident of that. And the polls showed she was well ahead.
Pennsylvania. You're talking about.
And when I drove through there, I saw nothing but Trump signs. And then when election night came and she lost Pennsylvania, she said that was one of the worst losses, the biggest loss she felt, because Pennsylvania was supposed to be hers. All we kept hearing, she's way ahead in Pennsylvania, and she lost it.
She did. What were the polls saying about Pennsylvania? I wonder at that. I don't remember.
She was not quite double digit ahead.
She was?
Oh, yeah. She
in
was
Pennsylvania.
Well, in Pennsylvania, yes. Yes.
Okay.
I remember
well,
that.
Well, that's good news for...
Because I made the call when I was driving through. I'm like, she's supposed to be so ahead in Pennsylvania. I see all nothing but Trump signs.
Yeah. So we got Trump with like four states he's going to. I mean, he's going down swinging if he's going down. Otherwise, it's going to be great.
Well, you have to because the Democrats have, you know, another tool that they're using in Florida and in Ohio. They're donating money to the felons to get rid of their fines and stuff so they can get out and vote.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Bloomberg sending all that money here to Florida.
And then Michelle Obama and LeBron James, they're in Ohio. And they're paying for felon fines in there.
Are they really?
Yeah. And the ones that are that Bloomberg is paying, he's doing
Pinellas. They're going to bring them out of jail. And then once they vote, they're going to bring them back to jail.
He's paying for Pinellas, Hillsborough, West Palm.
Were they going to put them on a bus and transport them to a poll?
No, I guess they just go down there and pay their fines.
Well, if I was getting sprung out of jail...
They're not getting him out of jail.
They're just going to pay up what they owe.
Exactly, to restore their voting rights.
How do they pay up individuals, and how do they find what they owe and the paperwork?
They must have that.
They can't do that. Well, think about it.
That's not logistically possible. But that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but it's not logistically possible to pay individual fines, get the paperwork signed up, and then all of a sudden, all of that's done lickety-split, and then you take the guy down to the poll so he's going to vote?
Well, I doubt they're taking him down.
I see the concept, and you're right about the concept that what's the motivation of guys like Bloomberg wanting to, you know, send money to somehow figure out a way to pay up what they owe.
Strategically done. Ohio, because they say as Ohio goes, the presidency goes, as Florida and Pinellas specifically,
right.
How that goes, usually how the Pinellas
goes. Yeah, you're right about
how the
Pinellas.
President goes.
If we can figure out here in Pinellas where it's which way it's going, or the I-4 corridor, which of course for those of you that are not Floridians, it kind of links Tampa Bay with Orlando. It's the Interstate 4 that goes east and west. And everybody, you know, that's supposedly the harbinger of what the whole country is about, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, let us take our break. We're going to find out what some of our, what our eye in the northern sky thinks about all this right after this break.
With a gold cap too. She's got a hat on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
To Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
We are back. Election Eve. I don't know. It has an interesting ring. I think Election Eve means we're going to have many a person sleepless tomorrow. You know?
And Wednesday.
They're going to be, and tomorrow night, and I mean, Ed, do you think we're really going to know who's president before, let's say here, before 1 a.m. Eastern time, do you think we'll know who's president?
Only if it's a landslide.
Yeah, do you think it's... You think it's going to be close?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell. I think that, you know, the Democrats, the way they're getting people out to vote, I think they're also waking up some of the Republicans that have been sitting on their hands for the last 4 years that really need to get out and vote.
I think a huge percentage of Republicans, I don't think there's any question that like 90% of the Republicans are going to vote. But the difference is going to be what percentage of the Democrats are going to vote.
And I hope that, you know, I mean, whatever happens, that both sides accept it. You know, I'm not, if it goes another way, I may not like it, but I got to live with it.
Of course.
I have to live with it for 4 years.
Well, you know what they say. You know? If the Republicans lose, we'll be upset, but our life is going to go on. We'll adapt. But if the Democrats lose, it's an excuse for a lot of these people that just want to smash windows and vandalize.
And get their free stuff.
And get their television sets coming out of a window.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, we're going to take a look at sort of a northern perspective again. Our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Ceresi, joins us. And Angelo, are you going to have a sleepless night tomorrow night?
Probably. I did it 4 years ago, and I'll do it again this year.
You will, huh?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember how soon we knew that Donald Trump had won in 2016. It seems to me it wasn't that late in the night, but I may be wrong.
It was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Yeah, it's not too late, really, if you think about it.
My buddy and I were going back and forth on the telephone, and then they were showing the people crying, especially at the Hillary Clinton's headquarters, you know?
Yeah.
I remember that, and I, you know, everybody was just in shock.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, because even that guy, Fred Luntz, or whatever.
Luntz, you're talking about the pollster. I think he generally pops up on Fox. Yeah.
He said that...
Frank Luntz.
He said, absolutely certain that Hillary Clinton will be the next president. He had tweeted that out.
Did you know what he said just recently? He said, if Trump wins... He said a lot of people in the polling business are going to lose their jobs. I mean, he was dead serious, as if even he might lose his job.
Well, I'm sure, you know, like Trafalgar is him winning.
Okay, that's a poll. Trafalgar. They claim that they actually kind of, what do you want to call it? They kind of massage the people they're calling. Do you know what I mean? They talk to them for a while, get them real comfortable.
Yeah.
The idea being that if you just pop up on the phone with a cold, I want to get your view on who's going to win, you may not get as accurate a reading.
Right. I've never been polled, but I wouldn't tell anybody who I was voting for on the phone.
What if somebody said, "Look, you're perfectly safe with us. It's anonymity. Nobody will know who you are. As far as this thing is, you're just going to be a number, but we value, you know, your input, blah, blah, blah." Would that not convince you?
I'd just tell them, say, you know, remember that character on Mad Magazine? Say, I'm going to vote for Alfred E. Newman.
Good old Alfred E. Newman. Where is he when we need him?
That's right.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I know you don't know for sure, but let's just take the town of Rochester, New York, where you live.
Mm-hmm.
It's far enough away from the Big Apple. You've had your share of trouble there, you know, with demonstrations and the like. You've had your share of the COVID-19. So how do you think Rochester, New York, is going to vote tomorrow?
Well, I would say the county, Monroe County and outlying counties around Rochester, will vote Republican. Because wherever I go, all I see is Trump signs, you know?
You do.
And Rochester, the city of Rochester, even though they had their riots and their protests, and Rochester's a sanctuary city, I think they'll, I don't know. That's a good question. It might go Republican. I don't know.
Go ahead.
They say he's going to get a higher percentage of black votes. He might get a lot of black votes in the city of Rochester.
Do you think that are enough black people and minority of others kinds that look at the demonstrations and go, boy, I hate this? I mean, a human being, no matter what color, is going to look at that and say, that's trouble.
That's trouble, right. And I would think so, you know, that people have to look and see what has been going on. And, you know, they just let the things happen, these Democratic mayors and Democratic governors. I mean, I can't foresee that the American people would put these people back in office again. I mean, using rationale that, you know, just like they say the Democrats are going to retain Congress and stuff like that. If everybody sees what's happening, what the Democrats have done within the last 4 years, how they have taken this country and tossed it aside just to gain power, I mean, using your brain, you can't put these people in. Just out of pure common sense.
Well, you would think so. We're talking with Angelo Ceresi. We call him our eye in the northern sky because he's in Rochester, New York. He's not far from Canada. So he can get a real taste of what sort of the north and northeastern thought process is on all of this. You know, Angelo, it's not just like Rochester. Think about the city of Portland, a very liberal city as well. And yet, look what all of the trouble. Don't you think somehow it gets through to those thick skulls that live in Portland that whatever they're doing right now isn't working? And the same thing, by the way, with the thick skulls in Seattle. So you got Seattle and you got Portland. I mean, at the very least, more people would vote Republican, if not the majority.
You would think. You know, and, you know, then there's going to be people that are going to sit home and not vote. They're just, like you said, they're just going to accept it, you know? You can't accept what has been happening in this country. You have to get out. You can't take anything for granted. You have to get out, and you have to vote. And you have to, you know, I don't know. So it's like, look what, you know, that Kurt Cobain, remember the guy in
Nirvana?
Nirvana? He was from Seattle, right?
Yes.
They called that grunge music, this and that.
Yes.
Their music was terrible. They tried to compare him. I mean, this is my own opinion, of course. I mean, they tried to compare him to John Lennon. There's no way in heck that he was on the level of John Lennon back then. And their music was, hateful music. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
Downer music.
I know. He was more rebel. John Lennon was give peace a chance type, and I think Cobain was more like, let's rip things up.
Right. And, and you're coming from the area of Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and they're probably still protesting, and the media never put it on anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's not as much publicity right now.
They've toned down their coverage of what happened just recently again in Philadelphia, right? I mean, you didn't hear as much about it.
The media toned it down.
Almost as much as they toned down the Hunter Biden scandal.
Right, they toned it down, but yet they got the FBI investigating the people surrounding the bus with Biden.
They weren't even surrounding it. They
were driving by. And the FBI
driving behind it or something, yeah.
And they're investigating that. The FBI had 2019, they had Hunter Biden's stuff going on, right? But they never did anything about it. But all of a sudden, you get people going by a bus, and they're investigating.
You're right.
How ironic is that? Come on.
I want to get back to your feeling now on who you think really is going to win this. And we're talking with, by the way, Angelo Ceresi. He is the smarter of the two brothers, right, Angela? Isn't that what you would say between you and your brother Andrew, who's the master barber? But anyway, you guys are good buddies of ours. Do you have a feeling? Do you think Trump's going to win?
I have a feeling that this is going to be the same thing like back in 2016, because the media is putting on the stuff, you know, all these polls, you know, that they're only going to put on what they want you to hear. And I have a feeling that, yes, the election could be close, but then again, it could be, you know, a landslide where he gets the electoral vote, you know?
He
may lose the popular vote, but I'm hoping he gets the popular and the electoral vote. So this way it would shut the Democrats right out.
Do you think that he's going to have to win? I know you don't believe he'll win California like your brother. And I know you don't believe he'll win your own beloved New York State. Is he going to go ahead.
There's a chance. There's a chance because Cuomo has been climbing down the necks, him and de Blasio, the people in New York City. And you never know. They could throw out that anger vote and say, hey, I'm voting for Trump because of, you know, King Cuomo here, he, El Duce, he thinks he's all it now, and he thinks he's going to carry the state. But he could win. I don't know. You're right, though. I mean, New York, all of New York State, upstate New York has always been Republican. Trump won all of New York State except New York City.
Right. But it's always been that way in New York City. It just has too doggone many people to overcome that. It's like in Illinois. I mean, downstate Illinois was always Republican. I mean, always. It's changing a little bit. But Chicago overwhelmed it. You know?
Yeah, and then you have these people, you know, like you were talking earlier about Bloomberg and LeBron James paying off vouchers so that these felons can vote and everything. That happens in third world countries. Who would think that in the United States that today that this would happen? I mean, that should be against the law doing what they're doing. And those people should be put in jail. So doing what they're doing, trying to overthrow an election.
Do you
like
think
that.
There's a chance that Florida, which is maybe the key state if you really think about it, because it's got 29 electoral votes, do you think Florida's locked in for Trump?
I would hope so. I think it is. Mm-hmm. From what I can see with the crowds who are out there, I mean, I can't understand. Florida, that what Biden's plans are, and the Keystone State there, Pennsylvania, that's why they call it the Keystone State. I mean, that he wants to do away with the oil and the fracking and all that. How in their right minds can people put this guy in office? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I would find it hard for Pennsylvania to vote for Biden. But, you know, there's a significant, but we forget about the inner city areas of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, which I would think tend to be a little bit more liberal. But, you know, the whole thing is very, very interesting, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, have you voted already, Angela?
No, I'm going to vote tomorrow morning.
Okay. Do you expect big lines wherever your polling precinct is?
Well, they've had long lines out here. But the early voting, which ended yesterday, so I'm going to go in the morning around 8 o'clock, you know, yep. 7 o'clock if I can get up to do that, mm-hmm. and get over there early and vote in person.
Great.
And, you know, people don't understand. They say long lines. Well, you know what they have to do? They have to sanitize everything where the person sat down, where the person used a pen, the table that they're using
That's
to
right.
mark their ballots and stuff like that. People don't understand, and they're only letting in 5 and 6 people at a time. That's why you got the long line.
That's a very good point. In other words, you go into the little booth with the curtain and all that. Once you come out, they actually go in there and spray it down?
Oh, yeah, they have to sanitize everything.
That's really going to
slow. Over here, they have tables set up with dividers. You sit down, and you mark your little bubble on the ballot, you know? And then you put it through a casting machine.
Do you think it's going to discourage anybody at the end of the line when they see how long it's taking for all of that so that they turn away and go back to their cars?
I don't think so. I think that this election is just too important. This is between freedom in America or, like Bill O'Reilly was saying yesterday, I heard him on that one news channel.
Is he still around?
He's communism.
Still alive is Bill O'Reilly, huh?
Yeah, and he says, you know, this election is between America as we know it today, freedom-loving America, or communism, mm-hmm. which is going to be like Soviet Russia was, the way North Korea is. Because if you have a one-party system and you know what they're going to do, they're going to stack the court, they're going to do away with the Electoral College, they're going to do all this stuff so that they stay in power. They're telling you what they're going to do. And people have to realize, do we want communism? Or do we want America as we know it?
Right.
And I cannot believe any true red-blooded American on what the principles of what this country was founded on could vote for communism.
Mm-hmm. It is always a pleasure to talk with you, our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Ceresi. Thank you so very much. God bless you. And I know that you'll get out there and vote.
And can I say one thing? America, go out and vote. Our country depends on you to vote and to vote America.
Okay.
USA.
Thank you, Angelo.
You're welcome. Appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye. All right. Our eye on the northern sky. Going to take our break. When we come back, Dr. Joe Jorgensen.
Baby, 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 leave me.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barbershop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on election eve and delighted to have Dr. Joe Jorgensen join us. She is the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Joe is the first female nominee, or I should say Dr. Jorgensen, for president from the Libertarian Party. She was previously the party's vice presidential nominee in 1996, the running mate of Harry Brown. Welcome to Freedom Works, Dr. Jorgensen.
So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
May I call you Joe?
Sure. Go ahead. It's the last day, you know. Let's just go. You know, it's party time.
I like your sense of humor. You've got a very ambitious set of things that you would like to do. I'd like to go down some of them, as many as we can get to in the few minutes that we have with you. And I do appreciate your time as well, because I know you're all over the place. But first of all, Joe, are you listed in all 50 states ballots?
I certainly am. Every single American has at least three choices to vote for. Either the two old parties who are spending our money and making decisions for us, or my plan. And what I'm telling voters is they know best how to spend their money, and they know best what their family needs, not the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington.
Indeed. I would think Donald Trump seems to be spending money like a drunken sailor, just as much, if not more, than Democrats.
Oh, yeah. He increased the deficit at a faster rate than Obama did. And so, and let me mention, I understand why Trump, why people voted for Trump in 2016. He came in, said, I'm an outsider, I'm a businessman, I know how to balance a budget and cut spending, and, oh, by the way, I'll bring the troops home. But he did none of that. Again, the deficit went up faster under him than under Obama, and we've got the biggest debt ever. We've got to stop this. You know, our country is in trouble.
Indeed. He came across it and admitted, I wouldn't say he admitted it, but he's really more of a populist to begin with, not a conservative. Let's go down, Joe, some of the issues and your stances on them. First of all, you just mentioned something about bringing the troops home. What is your stance on neutrality, peace? Libertarians usually don't want to get into any kind of a war unless they are attacked. Your stance on this?
Yes, I want to turn America into one giant Switzerland, armed and neutral. We absolutely have to defend our shores, but we shouldn't be in the 150 countries around this world that we're in. And we spend more on our military than the next seven countries combined. When people come in, they say, I want to cut the military. I'm not just saying I want to cut the military, because I want, you know, we need a strong military to defend our shores. So we shouldn't be spending money everywhere around the world. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, isn't France great? They got five-week vacations. Well, maybe we could have five-week vacations, too, if we weren't paying for their military.
Indeed. Health care. Now, Donald Trump talked about replacing Obamacare, but it still doesn't sound very conservative. You would think a conservative would want less government involvement. I don't really hear that from Donald Trump. They're so concerned about protecting pre-existing conditions, et cetera. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so he's got half the equation right, that Obamacare doesn't work, but now he doesn't have the other half right, which is we need to have a free market system, and we don't. And that's, you know, if there's one message I could get to every American voter out there, it's that we do not have a free market system and haven't in 100 years, because they're using that as an excuse to go to single payer. And by the way, when I hear when I hear them say we need Medicare for all, what I'm hearing them say is we need VA hospital for all. And that top-down monopoly just does not work. Monopolies don't work.
Right, and that's a good comparison. That's what you would get. And look at the complaining horrible treatment that veterans are getting.
Right, and I mean, if anybody deserves good treatment, it's the people who are willing to sacrifice their lives for our country. So the state of Indiana, for its employees union, has a pretty good system in which they put dollars into the hands of their employees so they can shop around for the best price and keep the savings. And they were able, they went from like 10% generic drug use to about 90%, which is about what you would figure, because you never spend other people's money as well as you spend
That's
your
right.
own. But here's the good part. They were glad to do it because they got to keep the savings. And that's the way it should be. If you shop around, you should get to keep the savings.
We're talking with Dr. Jo Jorgensen. She is the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Going down the list of some of the things she would do as president. You know, Jo, why can't whoever that's running, let's say Republican or whatever, that really believe in the free market, say, look, healthcare is just like any other product out there, and if you allow the free market to work, you're going to get the best product at the lowest price. I just don't hear enough of that.
Well, no, and I'm not even sure how much the Republican Party is for the free market. In fact, you mentioned I was the 96 VP candidate. Back then, we were at least hearing the Republicans talking about cutting spending and cutting the deficit, and I don't even hear them talking about it. In fact, nobody even brought it up in that third debate.
Yeah, and the price, the cost has gone, ever since what, the Great Society, the price of healthcare has gone through the roof. Don't people realize the government causes so much of the cost to go up? What's going on with, common sense?
I think it's out the window.
Yeah.
And you're right. All you have to do is look at a graph. When people spend less of their own money and when government gets involved, that's when prices go up. And that's how we've got our problem. And I listened to the caller who was right before me. And, you know, he's right. We've got to keep our country from going into socialism. We've got to keep, you know, we've got to get America back to the free. And by the way, three of my four grandparents are immigrants. They came over here before the 1920s. And they came over here because we're a free country, and now we're just headed more towards where they came from every day.
Yeah, and you would look at people like your grandparents and maybe those that have come from Cuba and escaped from maybe Venezuela, and they're the strongest free marketeers and non-socialists of all. I want to get to, if I could, a couple of others real quickly with you. One is the environment. We're talking about hearing about the Green New Deal and the government's involvement in our environment. Tell us, Jo, what would you do as president when it comes to the environment?
Well, once again, the free market does a much better job, and I don't know why anybody would trust the politicians I apologize for the noise, by the way. I don't know why anyone would trust the politicians. In fact, if anybody out there is interested in free market solutions, I suggest they call look into a group called PERC, that's P-E-R-C. And I met with two of the women. They're out in Montana. And they said, and let me just give you this quick story.
Sure.
The Montana legislature was going to give bidding rights to, you know, whoever wanted the woods, basically, the trees. And the timber company was bidding on it. And some of the neighbors said, well, you know what? We kind of like this forest. Let's go ahead and bid on it, too. Well, they were surprised to find out that they outbid the timber company. And then they thought, oh, my gosh, how are we going to raise the money? Well, it didn't surprise me at all. Again, the free market, they were able to raise the money in just about 2 weeks. Now, if that's where the story ended, that would be great. But what happened was the Montana legislature passed a law to make sure that that would never happen again, to make sure that the timber companies would always win. Because that's how government works. They get their power by getting money from special interests, and then they cater to those people and not us.
Joe, Social Security. Now, everybody is real comfortable with having the government fund retirement benefits. And as you well know, when it first came out around 1935, the idea was it would be a supplement, a minor supplement to your retirement savings. Now, so many people depend on it for their existence. And what would you do about the Social Security situation?
Well, it is a broken system, and it's not like Al Gore was suggesting that we put it in a lockbox. That money's been spent. So on the two ends, for the older people who have put their money into the system, who had no choice but to put their money in before they even got their paycheck, I would sell government assets such as downtown office buildings and mineral rights and oil rights and give them basically like a private retirement where they have control over their dollars instead of Congress. And then to the younger people, I would say you can opt out the first day because everywhere I go, younger people are saying, yeah, I'm not seeing a penny of this.
Yeah.
And I agree with them.
We have been espousing on our show for a long time this very simple concept, and you are more than willing to plagiarize it. And that is that you give everybody that's age 55 and older a guarantee that they can continue with their Social Security, okay? They put into it for a long time, and we'll do it. Everybody under 55, we're going to send you back the money you put into it with interest. Now you go spend it the way you want, whether you're going to get your retirement benefits through some sort of 401k or whatever you want to do. But we're going to end it, and that's how we will do it. What do you think of that idea?
Have you done the math on it? Do the dollars work?
Well, I haven't done the math on it, to be honest with you, but I was thinking if you did it that way, you would have to pay the people that, for instance, had paid into it a little bit of interest, in my opinion, the ones under 55. But it would still save us more money, it would seem to me, than just continuing to go down the rabbit hole of what we're doing. Go ahead.
Well, my concern is that we don't have enough money to give everybody interest like that. But
minimal interest.
Yes. I suggest, Cato.org has a good solution, the 6.2% solution, which is similar to what I outlined.
Okay. What about trade? Now we've got, Trump going and changing the deals with China and touting how China and the relationship and how much better off we are, the United States. What would you do with China? What would you do with some of the other countries regarding the trade?
I want to be good friends with China because we can never go to war with them. We have the means to obliterate each other. And if you look at World War II, many historians say that the reason Japan bombed us was because of tariffs and a trade war going on. And so what I would say is Japan's not going to bomb us now with all the Toyotas and Hondas we buy.
No, you're right.
Because you tend to not bomb your best customer. So let's be friends with China where we trade enough that they don't want to bomb us. And, right now, Trump is in a trade war. And notice, they use the word war, and for good reason. It is like a war. And we've got to stop doing this. If we can become friends with them like Japan, then we wouldn't have this. And a lot of people say, well, look at how they're starting to stir a bit. Well, notice they weren't stirring before Trump started with his trade war.
We're talking again with Dr. Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. Really honored to have her with us. Joe, education. Now, this is a big bugaboo on our show. We've talked about this all the time. And the Department of Education. And I don't understand why people don't understand that the Department of Education only gets in the way of teaching kids. But you go ahead. I want to hear what you think.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I couldn't agree more. Education is a local issue. It should be decided among parents, teachers, and students. The needs of people in rural Appalachia are much different than the needs of students in downtown New York City. We shouldn't have a one-size-fits-all from the federal government. And you're right. When we send money to the federal government, it keeps most of it. You know, how about we let the localities keep their own money and maybe teachers wouldn't be having to spend their own money on Kleenex boxes and crayons.
How do you feel about vouchers and government involvement in figuring out ways to hand over money, especially to low-income people, so that they can make a choice on schools?
Well, you know, that's fine. Here's the thing, though. As president, I should not get involved with a local issue like education. I would work very hard to first defund and then get rid of the Department of Education and leave it up to the states and localities to decide what's best for them. Because that's part of our problem is that we've got a federal government that is just in everywhere. It's got its business. It's got its nose in business where it doesn't belong.
Right. Taxes. Now, we got to have a certain amount of taxes. We got to fund our government. We got to protect our borders, et cetera, and federal government's involvement. What would you do regarding taxes? Would you kind of start all over again? What exactly would your plan?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're digging ourselves into an awfully big hole. So the first thing we need to do is stop digging ourselves into the hole, like we talked about before with spending. But the next thing is, we've got to work towards getting rid of the income tax. And first of all, people are surprised, like, well, how are you going to run the government? Well, only about half of the half of the revenues into the federal government come from income taxes. And I would suggest that even if things were fine, we need to cut the government in half anyway. So I would work to remove the federal income tax and the IRS altogether.
Mm-hmm. And how would you fund the government? Through import fees, et cetera, or what?
Yeah.
Tariffs?
Through the taxes. Yeah, through the taxes that are already there, the other half.
Kind of like what we did early in the 20th century, right? Before we had the income tax. It seemed to work
exactly.
Okay then. Yeah. I mean, it seemed to work okay then. And I think our politicians were even more honest then. What do you think?
Yeah, well, but here's the thing. Politicians became really dishonest in the 1930s and 40s, but nobody cared because they weren't in every aspect of our lives. Now it matters because health care, education, retirement, even whether or not to wear a mask, I mean, it's just gotten ridiculous. And we've got to get the control back into the hands of the people.
And finally, Dr. Jorgensen, Joe, who is the Libertarian Party candidate, where are you today on the eve of the election? What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually in Greenville. However, I'll be boarding a flight in a couple hours to go to Dallas, where my election night party will be tomorrow night.
Well, we want to wish you good luck in this election. We also want to thank you so very much for taking the time to talk with our listening audience here at Freedom Works. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again, win or lose, down the road.
Oh, yes. Have me on after the election. And thanks so much. You had great questions.
Well, thank you. And it was our pleasure.
Okay,
good
have
luck.
A great day.
Safe travels. All right. Dr. Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to talk with Big Ed, our sports guru and jack of all trades here, because we have a big game coming up tonight here, we in Tampa Bay, Ed. We've got our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I believe they're hosting the New York Giants. How do things look in that game for the Bucs?
Well, it's the New York Giants that are hosting the Bucs in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Should be a nice, crisp autumn evening at about 40 degrees, maybe 30s. A little windy, not bad, but this might be hopefully one of those games where you sit back and watch the greatness happen, because the Giants are 0-for-nothing. They haven't won a game yet, and they just, they're not very good.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you expect, 42-0 or something like that? That would be scary.
It'd be nice to see something like that.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see a blowout and a goose egg on the Giants, because, you know, last year they beat us here
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the year.
Right,
that one hurt.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to that. All right, let's go to our top 10, my friend. And he's also, because he's got a music background, disc jockey background, Big Ed knows something about this. Let's see if you know who's number one greatest rock vocalist of all time, Ed. So you got to listen this time. Are you on the drums? Here we go. Number 10. Ann Wilson. You know who she is? Ann Wilson.
Yeah.
Hart was, she was fronted by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And she was lead vocal. All right. Number 9. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Elvis
Presley. List simply not acceptable without the king of rock and roll. And I can understand. I'm almost surprised he's not closer to number one. Anyway, number 8. Stevie Nicks. Fleetwood Mac. What do you think? Made famous by her role in Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks, one of the most iconic vocalists of all times. All mm-hmm. right. Number 7. Bon Scott. You know who that is?
No.
AC/DC.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. I don't know much about Bon Scott, but great vocal pipes, apparently. Number 6. Steve Tyler of Aerosmith.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I see him on some TV programs from time to time.
He pops in as a guest cameo.
Yes, he does. All right. Number 5. Janis Joplin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tragic Janis Joplin. Yeah. She had a very interesting, kind of gravelly voice, didn't she? Yeah. Number 4. Ziggy Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie. Another interesting kind of guy. And he had a very interesting voice as well. All right. Number 3. The King of Pop. Who's that?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Michael Jackson is number 3. He did everything so well, you know, very, very well. Number 2. Now, I wouldn't have known this guy, except I knew the band. Robert Plant. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Who? Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
That's right. Led Zeppelin. No one can resist the sweet howls of Robert Plant. All right, Ed. We're down to number 1. Let's see.
Are you going to give me a hint?
Well, I was going to. I don't know if you want to take it. Do you want to take a hint?
Sure.
They made a movie about him, a good movie, about his life.
Oh, Buddy Holly. Oh. Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
You said Buddy Holly, right?
Yeah.
I think Buddy Holly would have been a good choice, but it wasn't. It's Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Oh, okay.
He has a 4-octave vocal range. Kind of a troubled person, but they made a great movie on him. If you ever get a chance, I recommend it. All right, thank you so much. We're going to be at the North Republican Party Club, North Pinellas Republican Party Club tomorrow. So we will see you then. Bye for now.
Flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF